KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school football playoff action last night, first round play game you heard here on KJAN last night in Class 3A, it was Boyden Hall Rock Valley, ending Atlantic season with a 17-7 victory. Boyden Hall Rock Valley got on the board early after a turnover by the Trojans, a fumble on their opening drive. Boyden Hall Rock Valley with the short field, and the Nighthawks capped it off with a touchdown to make it 7-0. They added a field goal in the first quarter to go up 10-0. Both teams failed to score the rest of the half before the third quarter saw Boyden Hall Rock Valley again put together a sustained drive and finish it off with a run by Brant Van Roekel, the quarterback, for the touchdown from 27 yards out to put the Nighthawks up 17-0. Atlantic answered back with a touchdown drive of their own, capped off by a 4th-and-1 touchdown run from just outside the goal line by Gunnar Bloom to make it 17-7, but that was as close as the game would get. Sloppy game, 8 turnovers, 4 by each team last night as Boyden Hall Rock Valley comes up with the victory. After the game, Atlanta coach Tim Duff said he was proud of his seniors, especially because they proved to be good leaders and helped to keep their team fighting.
You know, we've been in situations where we've been down, so I knew our kids wouldn't fold, wouldn't give up, and they didn't. And we came back in 17-7 and had some chances to close the gap a few times, and unfortunately we just didn't get it done tonight. But, you know, real proud of our kids' effort. Couldn't ask for more effort. I thought, you know, they give you everything they have, and as a coach, you know, that's where it starts. And so real pleased with that and just think they're a great group of kids.
And the Trojans come up short to finish their season with the loss last night. Also in 3A playoffs, Harlan came from 14 down to beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 35-30. It was Carroll holding off MOC Floyd Valley 10-7, and Spencer knocks off Creston 28-18. In Class 2A playoffs last night, it was Kemper Catholic over Sheldon 27-21. Fort Dodge St. Edmund, a winner over Clarinda 35-12. Central Lion George Little Rock beat Otobolt Arthur BCIG 40-0. And Spirit Lake over JSPC by a final of 42-0. In Class 1A football last night, Des Moines Christian topping Trainer 38-7. Logan Magnolia outscores Central Decatur 56-24. Panorama big over Tri-Center 60-13. It was St. Albert beating Mount Air 47-7. West Lyon, also a winner over IKM Manning 42-14. In Class A play last night, Earlham over AHST by a final of 40-23. Exira EHK had a big night from their quarterback in a 29-9 win over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Spencer Smith with 320 yards on the ground and a couple of touchdowns. Madrid beat Corning 62-12. Also Bedford topping Van Meter 28-27. In 8-man football last night, it was Cam over Moravia 78-42. Dylan Amdor with 5 touchdowns. His backfield mate Brady Runyon had a couple as well to lead Cam to a big road victory. Adair Casey also was big, this time at home, as the Bombers did just that to Tri-County 56-7. It was Stanton over Arweva 60-13. East Mills beat Boyer Valley 65-22. Fremont Mills a 62-22 winner over Woodbine. Glidden Ralston topping Sydney 50-14. And Lennox 44-26 over Melcher Dallas in first round play last night. The winners move on to the second round. It'll be a Halloween night special coming up on Monday night. The second round of the playoffs here in our area look like this. In Class 3A, Spencer will play at Harlan. Also, it'll be Carroll at Boyden Hall Rock Valley. In Class 2A, Central Lion George Little Rock will be on the road at Kemper Catholic. While in Class 1A, it'll be Logan Magnolia at Panorama and Des Moines Christian playing at St. Albert. Also in Class A, Bedford will play on the road at Exira EHK. And we'll have live updates from that ball game for you on Monday night. As part of our broadcast, we will be in Adair Casey at Football Stadium on Monday night, as Chris and I will bring you the Adair Casey Cam 8-man playoff game. Cam 8-3, Adair Casey 8-2. It's a rematch. Adair Casey won the regular season matchup between those two teams. 7:00 is kickoff coming up on Monday night. We're on the air at 6:15 with the pregame. East Mills will play at Glidden Ralston. Stanton is at Fremont Mills, and Lennox will play at Murray in 8-man football coming up on Monday night. Well, the University of Iowa says its latest graduation success rate is tied for the best the school has ever posted. The NCAA released its latest numbers Tuesday. That report says that 74% of student athletes who enrolled in 2004 and 5 have since earned their degrees, up 13 points from a year ago. 83% of Iowa football players earned degrees during that time, 14% above the national average. The men's basketball team saw 73% of its players graduate, while the women's team saw all of its athletes earn their degrees. Iowa freshman defensive end John Raymond has left the program. Iowa Associate Athletic Director Fred Mims said Wednesday that the 19-year-old Raymond has withdrawn from classes and left school. Raymond, a 6'5", 240-pound native of Richboro, Pennsylvania, didn't record any statistics for the Hawkeyes. Well, no decision was made by the Big 12 to add West Virginia. Louisville is still a candidate to replace Missouri in the conference, and a decision about expansion is not expected before next week. That's according to a person with knowledge of the Big 12's discussions who spoke with the Associated Press. West Virginia appeared to be the choice of the Big 12 presidents after a Monday board of directors meeting, but now Big East rival Louisville is back in the picture. A federal judge has handed down a 3-year sentence to the tattoo parlor owner whose purchase of Ohio State University football memorabilia triggered a far-reaching football scandal and an ongoing NCAA investigation. But U.S. District Court Judge Gregory Frost found that Edward Reif didn't have the ability to pay a $10,000 fine following his conviction earlier this year on drug trafficking and money laundering charges. Well, Brian Kelly wants a Jumbotron at Notre Dame Stadium. The Irish coach said Wednesday night that a big scoreboard that can show replays is the next step in creating an incredible atmosphere at the old stadium. Notre Dame piped in music over the PA system for its rare night game Saturday night against Southern California, including playing Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train when the defense was facing third down. It wasn't so crazy on that train, though, as it didn't stop Southern Cal as they beat Notre Dame 31-17. Notre Dame has largely resisted the in-game entertainment that's a staple at most stadiums. The stadium, which was originally built in 1930, didn't even have permanent lights until it was renovated before the 1997 season. A wide receiver, Jeremy Horn, has been signed by the Kansas City Chiefs to their practice squad yesterday, a day after he was cut. The 6'2", 193-pound Horn played in 6 games with the Chiefs after joining the club as a rookie free agent from Massachusetts in 2010. Derek Johnson seems to be getting better and better. Kansas City's inside linebacker came into his own last year, compiling a team-high 147 tackles as the Chiefs won the AFC West. Last week, in a 28-0 shutout of Oakland, Johnson had perhaps his best game since he was drafted in 2005. He had 12 solo tackles and got credit for 3 of the 4 stops in a goal line stand while the Chiefs were protecting a 14-0 lead. Coach Todd Haley says Johnson made some phenomenal plays in what was probably his best game ever. Jacksonville Jaguars coach Jack Del Rio is limping and using a golf cart to get to and from the practice field. Del Rio injured his left leg in Monday night's victory over Baltimore. Ravens punter Sam Cook hit Del Rio while running Mike Thomas out of bounds. Del Rio was using a crutch to get around the building Tuesday and was driving a golf cart on Wednesday. He also had his entire leg wrapped. Del Rio's injury came a week after Saints coach Sean Payton broke his left leg on the sideline. Well, Terrell Owens has at least one contract offer. Probably not the one that he and agent Drew Rosenhaus are looking for, though. If he can't latch on with an NFL team, the Chicago Rush of the Arena League say they'll take him. The offer is for the standard player agreement. The veteran wide receiver, who will turn 38 in December, has been rehabilitating a left knee injury that required surgery. He conducted a workout near Los Angeles on Tuesday that was watched by 2 television networks, but no NFL teams. Owens played 14 games for Cincinnati last year, making 72 catches with 9 touchdowns. After last night's rainout, Game 6 of the World Series is scheduled for tonight at Busch Stadium, with Texas leading St. Louis 3-2. The starters remain the same. Jaime Garcia will throw for the Cards against Colby Lewis of the Rangers. The forecast for tonight is decent but chilly. Temperatures will be in the 40s, but there's no rain in the forecast. A Game 7, if necessary, would be played Friday night. Rangers manager Ron Washington has said that he would go with Matt Harrison in that one. Cards manager Tony La Russa hasn't indicated a starter, but ace Chris Carpenter could be available on 3 days rest. You can catch tonight's Game 6 live tonight here on KJAN. The ESPN radio broadcast gets underway at 6 o'clock. First pitch is 7:05 tonight. The Padres and the Cubs have announced that Jed Hoyer and Jason McLeod are leaving San Diego to accept positions in Chicago's front office as lieutenants to new Cubs president of baseball operations, Theo Epstein. The Cubs have agreed to send the Padres a player to be named as compensation. Both teams say they will hold news conferences after the World Series. The Padres will announce on Monday morning that Josh Burns will replace Hoyer as the GM. The Cubs will introduce Hoyer as GM and McLeod as senior vice president of scouting and player development at a date yet to be determined. Well, people familiar with the negotiations tell the Associated Press that signing bonuses for amateur draft picks is the last major issue that's left in talks on baseball's new labor contract. Commissioner Bud Selig wants a system of fixed signing bonuses that tie the amount to the round and number when a prospect is drafted. That's known as slotting. Players have traditionally said the signing bonuses should be the subject of negotiation. While draft bonuses are the last big issue, those provisions are tied to other parts of the agreement, such as the luxury tax and the reserve system. That current bargaining agreement expires on December 11th. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Montreal beating Philadelphia 5-1. Calgary beat Colorado by a final of 4-2, and St. Louis shut down Vancouver 3-0. NBA owners and players plan to resume talks this afternoon after more than 15 hours of negotiations that began yesterday and ended early this morning. It was the second longest bargaining session since the lockout began July 1st. Both sides say some progress was made, but there's still hope of playing an 82-game schedule if a deal can be reached by Sunday or Monday. The talks focused on the salary cap system, and Commissioner David Stern says they likely will stick with that issue when they sit down again today. They didn't discuss the division of basketball revenues. That's the other big obstacle to the deal. Talks broke down a week ago when players said the owners insisted they agree to a 50-50 split of revenues as a condition to further discuss the salary cap system. The first 2 weeks of the season have already been canceled, and the remainder of the November schedule is now in jeopardy. And high school postseason volleyball play continues tonight. Class 3A and 4A regional semifinals set for this evening. And Class 3A region number 2 semifinals tonight. It'll be Glenwood at Harlan and Red Oak playing ADM. That match is in Creston tonight. Both those matches at 7 o'clock. Also in Class 4A region number 2 semifinals, it'll be Thomas Jefferson at Abraham Lincoln over in Council Bluffs. That's also a 7 o'clock start time to that match. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.